Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Pro tip.
On Drive 959.
All right. And I think today's pro trip tip was suggested by Khomotsa.
Oh? Yeah.
She's the general, everybody.
I am.
So if you ever ordered hair online and felt you were misled, well, stick around. Welcome to Pro Tip, the segment where we call in experts to break down everyday issues and help you navigate life smarter. So today, we are joined by attorney Ntabiseng Dubazana, a legal commentator and founder of Dubazana Attorneys. We are talking about a growing problem, buying hair online and getting something completely different from what you paid for. And Ntabiseng will help us understand what your rights are, what the law says, and what steps you can take if an online hair store misleads you. Khomotso, listen attentively.
I will.
Good afternoon, Glenn and Khomotso and Skumba. So, a consumer, you are protected by the Consumer Protection Act, right? And in that, you are allowed that when you are a consumer, what you asked for, you are able to get in the manner in which it is advertised to you. So this also applies in normal shops where you go and you buy your groceries. If they display that a certain item is R1.99, when you get to the till is R10.99, then you know you have a right to complain and pay what has been advertised to you. Now, with regard to online purchasing, the same rules still apply because you will see a particular item most of the time. You will take a picture of it. You will send the seller and then you ask, do you still have this in stock? If the answer is no, when can you have it? And you know when you can make a payment in order for you to get the particular item. But upon receipt of that particular item, if it is not what you asked for, you have the right, even if the seller says that we don't do cash returns, we can only do exchanges. They defaulted in the agreement because the exchange that you would have had either on WhatsApp or Instagram, whatever it is that you would have been texting each other with, you are being specific into what it is that you want. And if you're not given what it is that you want by the seller, that seller is now in breach of the contract of sale between the two of you. Just because it is not written down with T's and C's and signed by two parties, it doesn't mean it is not binding. This is what we call a tacit agreement. Now, once you've discovered all of these things, then you have the right to, if the amount is less than 30,000 Rand, you approach the small claims court with all the email, WhatsApp, Instagram exchanges to show that you were not given the item you were looking for. And as a result, you are either claiming the specific item or you want your money back.
Yeah, that's why, Lorena, some of our gigs radiates are via WhatsApp. It's a binding contract.
It is.
Right?
Any exchange, especially if there's an exchange and there's a money agreement, you are now bound to that agreement.
Have you ever had any issues buying horse hair?
No, well, horse hair I've never bought, but I've actually never bought hair online, I must be honest.
Okay.
I've never bought hair online, but I've bought items online and generally I'm happy. I've not, you know.
Like your eyebrows online.
So my eyebrows I haven't necessarily bought online. Those were God-given. So those ones I have not bought online at all. No.
So the natural, so the
my eyebrows, yeah.
Or already eyelids.
Eyelids.
No, you've always said the same. What the same. I always thought maybe when the matter what are doing.
No,
No,
I just know my face.
So the eyelids.
The eyelids. I've never had, and I didn't undergo any procedure.
Yeah.
To remove my eyelids or put on my eyelids.
Don't deny it. Scissors routine.
Yeah.
When the boom.
But I'd like
my eyelash.
Oh, what about my eyelash?
Find them online.
No, I haven't bought.
My eyelash. My eyelash, bro. So you just put my eyelash.
The eyelashes on.
What about them?
With the regular.
Do you buy them online now?
Oh no, I haven't.
What are you doing? Go on, boy.
Hold on. What are you're answering us? In a way, as you know, we are trying to make a fool out of you. No, we're trying to find out.
Yeah.
The hustles of buying hair online. What are what are the bad side of it? Maybe we're taking 13 inch, wafiki 11 inch. What happens when you feel 11 inch? Do you take it back? Do you not take it back? What's happening?
So I think Ntabi Seng was pretty clear. Ntabi Seng said that, you know, if the product that you are buying is not to your satisfaction, and especially if you were specific about what you want, you are more than welcome to tell your seller to refund you or give you the right product.
What if the seller is not in South Africa?
Oh, there's a way to get that money back, even if the seller is not from South Africa.
Okay.
There's definitely a way. I mean, the sale happened, the transaction happened in South Africa, so I'm also going to assume that...
It's not
going to
be easy, though.
It's not going to be easy.
Like, let's say it was Teng Etim. So who are you talking to, Etim?
Demu has got a return policy.
It's going to take a lot. They're now in South Africa.
And they've returned policies. Well, official sites like that have a return policy. Oh. If what you bought is not what you want, you literally can send it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, eyelashes are crossing.
My eyelids are still intact. I must tell you.
I'm by the
cares.
Pro tip on Drive 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.